Welcome back to Captain Daddy. Let's have a good time. Follow the podcast. Go hit the bell. Send it to your mother. Why not? What the hell? Tickler. Night lapses to morning. Morning towards noon. I needed to get ready. Up away from this mood. When did Doc stop by just the other day? I'll take no chances. Steam showered, clothes on, little perfume on my thigh. Want to be fresh and proper for my special fun time. I looked at the small throw rug on my otherwise bare floor. Yeah, and Doc, it's a small price to pay, seeing that this is the only visitation I'd be receiving today. He is a doctor, after all. Why does everybody keep forgetting he's taken the vow? I flipped off the screen. Yes, the Madagascan toucan, it's an interesting, unevolved bird, but not the kind of thing that makes it easy to get medically satisfied when heard. Thinking how nice it will be when they come take my long-awaited juicing, and maybe much more. I'll try to calm them. There's plenty, please share. I spent the next bit of time fixing my hair, getting ready for action that was about to embark. I rubbed my hands together, ready to go. It's here and now, and then looked at my sealed door. Your fluffers are coming to vanquish your schlong. It was then I saw the red light was not red anymore, but green. Come on, nurse bots, open the door. They are here to my delight. The next thing that happened, they came in. Of course, they were not my sweet specimen collectors. Dickhead F-200 and two of his crew. The door closed behind them, the light crimson once more. F-200 said, "What a nice surprise." I responded in tow. "Did they let you and your minions off hazing duty in the barracks early today?" F-200 nodded his head. "I think we have a little time to kill." "022, everything I hear lately is you. 22 this, 22 that, and every time I hear it, my forehead is blazing. You are my headache, even locked up away." It was then the two men grabbed my arms. He stepped forward and punched the air out of my stomach. I tried to call for mother, but the words would not come as I tried to regain my air. He pulled a roll of dark tape and wrapped it roughly around my mouth and around the back of my head, looping and looping again and again, wastefully in my opinion, if anyone asked. Now his anger seemed to turn to a smile. Air was loudly taken in through my nose. They taped my hands behind my back. He paced in front of me and said, "I know the old cliche about hazing in the barracks. Well, it's just not true. We stopped that a few years ago." I watched him pace. They pushed a chair behind me, and I was sitting, the weight of their hands on my shoulders, holding me down. F-200 stood in front of me, leaning his face in. I was trying not to talk, the tape pulling my hair. My eyes did the talking. "Fuck you," did they stare. He smiled again. "Fuck you, Tutu." He grabbed something at his knee, a thin metal rod, meant to protect his shin bone in war. Then saying, "These are standard in upper rank uniforms. It was my predecessor who showed me how they come out, and also to sharpen their hard metal snout." The end was a needle, sharp as a tack. He looked at the point. "See, we don't haze anymore. Now we stick to the book. This is enhanced training. I'm going to teach you a trick." My eyes could not hide my fearing and self-doubt. "I don't think I want this. Now I want out." I started to shout, but the tape was enough to not let the screams be heard. He was more alive, more amused by by my immobility, unable to move. He said, "I think it's time for a tickle. What do you say?" He stared at me and repeated, "What do you say?" He waited. "So you aren't going to answer?" He looked red mad. I thought, what the fuck is happening? This had to be bad. He took off his boot and rolled up his leg, dotted with scars. Then he did say, "My teacher was thorough. He showed me no stay. But he lacked the finesse that really brings the pain." He took off his new gauntlet and showed me his arm and said, "When no one was watching, I continued my work." His arm was spotted, scars on scars on scars, which his gauntlets did hide. He straightened his clothes, putting back his jack boot. "It's time for the lesson, my time to shine." Gripping the pin with the palm of his hand, he said, "Just kidding, Tutu. Fuck, you should see the look on your face." I knew I was sweating. My breathing was hard. This asshole had owned me. I let out a sigh. I blinked for a second when I felt the sting begin. He drove the spike inside me. That asshole just grinned. I screamed into tape. He stood up, the metal shaft in middle top of my leg. I looked at it in pain. His back to me. Now he was laughing out loud and said, "If you can get it in surprise, before you really start, it makes the game worth playing. A luxurious first step. Now I own you," he said, self-congratulating. "See, that's how you do it." He regained his composure. "Let us start again." He pulled out the needle. Blood flowed from my leg. He pointed to the wound, and a goon taped it closed. He said, "If you just go in wildly, you can hit a vein." I was sucking air into my nose, heavily, till my nostrils collapsed. He nodded his head. "Don't worry, Tutu. You're so pumped full of stem cells that will heal in a day. That's why this is possible, to play in this way. It's more about how it makes you feel. There are many procedures, lessons in pain. We try not to bleed you. That is not this game." He took off a flip-flop and rolled up my pants and re-began his speech. "The front of the shin bone is as good as it gets. Take in the needle." He poked at the thin skin. It ran into bone. He said, "Now this is a tickle." He rolled it around. He etched out a circle under the skin. The sound of the scraping was inside my brain. There was water running out of my face. He laughed and laughed and circled again. He stood up and said, "Enough of this kid stuff. I've got my own little tricks." It's not like I didn't know why F-200 didn't like me. I knew all right. I was guessing this had a little more to do with his ex-sex bot. What was her name? I can't remember. Must be the pain. It's sad that she left him. Worse, he found out. Yes, yes, I fucked her. And they were never the same after. Many regrets now, absolutely no doubt. He looked at my eyes. I knew that he knew. She had paid me full price. She initiated the deal. I worked for her. It was really a steal. But after the finish of 1, 3, and 2, she went home and left him. I imploded her view. He was not smiling. I was not in enough pain. He took out a wet nap, soaked in sterilizing cream. He looked up at me. "Shoot, did I double dip? I meant to clean it. I'm just so excited to show you my trick. You should be fine. I was pretty quick. Now for the new one." He looked down at my dick. I shook my head no. He smiled again, but not before saying, My father was a dowser. Do you know what that means? I did not respond. I couldn't reply. He continued to tell me. He sucked oil from the ground. I did not know him, but I studied his field. He had once told me, when oil was rare to be found, they would send him in holding a willow twig in his hands. The machines and the sonar and the drilling insane, they couldn't find it, calling his name. Then he would come and find what remained. They couldn't believe it, but he'd do it again. He owned the last oil that no one could find. Then he held the pin between his two fingers on top of my leg. Let's try some dowsing. For dear old dad. Let's do it for him, don't you say? The pin swung between his fingers, like the stroke of a clock. He moved it around. He moved it over my cock. Then knees, and again, atop my thigh. It was then he felt it. There was no ticking. In his hands, the needle had found its spot. You're going to love this, he said. He slowly, precisely, drove down the spike. It moved through my flesh as he looked at my eye, the tip of the needle finding a nerve, my body a fire, vibration of hell. He now had a smile. That's it, Tutu. That is the spot. They don't teach you that one in basic. Shit, they don't teach that one at all. You can't. He brushed off his shoulders. I was screeching and sweating in grotesque, overwhelming, tortured disdain. A loud alarm alerted. Red lights flashed everywhere. F-200 ripped the needle away. What the fuck is this? He said. It was an all-hands-on-deck emergency alarm. I was broken and wincing. He looked at the guards. Undo him and head out. Don't start till I'm gone. Just leave his mouth bounded. He left through the door at marked pace. It was evident he was needed, for who knows what the fuck for. They undid my duct tape, except for my head. One guard clapped my shoulder, knowing in his eyes. I looked at the door and tried to say cunt. He nodded his head. He reached back behind me and ripped at the tape. He left me a tail. They all knew he was a cunt, but Cunty McCunterson will soon find his place, I thought. As I fell on the floor, exhausted from pain, the alarm was still ringing as they walked out the door. My ears were hurting. Nurse Botts, no more. I ripped off the tape, not slow, but fast. I spoke through my teeth. 200, it's you. It's time for your taste. I vowed to destroy him and collapsed on my face. Captain Daddy, give it a star. Fan mail. Delightful news. Received my first letter. CaptainDaddy992@gmail.com. Dear Captain Daddy, hey, that's me. I listen to your podcast. I'm a big fan. I want you to marry me. I'll send you my thong panties that I'm wearing right now. Just name the place, and please take your time. My reader, I'm flattered, but my answer is no. Thank you for trying. I'll give you a call.